Hello, I am Dr. Victoria Goldston, the director of the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine. I'm also a natural healthcare nurse, licensed massage therapist, and a certified advanced clinical hypnotherapist. Here at the Institute, I have also trained all of our hypnotherapy practitioners. Today, I'm going to go over with you information regarding hypnotherapy. You may wonder, what is hypnotherapy? The term hypnosis comes from the Greek word hypnos, which means sleep. Hypnotherapists use mental exercises that bring about deep relaxation. During a hypnotherapy session, the client experiences a deep, relaxed state, which is similar to meditation. This deep, relaxed state is the same state in which each person feels when they drift off to sleep at night. It is that twilight moment that is just before sleep, when your mind feels light, free, and your thoughts drift. In this state, the innate powers of the human mind flows freely, as a result enhances many areas of life. Emotional blocks, stressors, phobias, and habits can be released during a hypnotherapy session. The hypnotic state is completely normal. Hypnosis is experienced every day by every person. It happens while watching TV or driving a familiar route. It is a narrowing of attention, whereby shutting out distractions and resulting in focused awareness. It is not mysterious, but rather a state that every human being can easily reach, with very few exceptions. If you can fall asleep at night, you can be hypnotized. You just have to allow it to happen and permit your practitioner to guide you. During a session, the conscious mind, which is the rational and analytical mind, is in a relaxed state, while the subconscious mind, which holds all emotions, memories, and creativity, is more fully accessed. By accessing the subconscious, a person can introduce thought-changing ideas and behaviors into their lives without the interference of the analytical mind. Hypnotherapy can help individuals and groups stop smoking, lose weight, sleep better, and deal effectively with stress and other emotional issues. Some of the disorders that can benefit from hypnotherapy are phobias, irrational fears, obsessive-compulsive disorder, also known as OCD, and panic attacks. Hypnotherapy can also assist in current life and past life regression. During a session, a person is in a deeply focused state and is typically responsive to an idea or image. But this does not mean that a hypnotherapist can control the person's mind and free will. On the contrary, during a session, the client is always in control. Hypnotherapy actually teaches people how to master their own state of awareness. By doing so, they can affect their own bodily functions and psychological responses. You may wonder, how does hypnotherapy work? When something happens to us, we remember it and we learn a particular behavior in response to what happened. Each time something similar happens, our physical and emotional reactions attached to the memory are repeated. It's like a tape recording in our brain. In some hypnotherapy sessions, a trained practitioner may guide you to remember the event that led to the first reaction. Separate the memory from the learned behavior and replace unhealthy behaviors with new, healthier ones. With this process, the brain is re-recording a new tape, which promotes healthy thoughts. Like other relaxation techniques, hypnotherapy can lower blood pressure and heart rate and lowers the electrical activity of the brain. In this relaxed state, you will feel at ease physically, yet fully awake mentally. This state allows your mind to be highly responsive to suggestions. In some cases, you may fall asleep, and that's okay. You still will receive the full benefit of the session. Each person is different as to how they may respond to hypnotherapy. During the first session, a client may become very deeply relaxed, while another may just feel a light, relaxed state. After subsequent visits, typically the client gains an even more relaxed state. There are several stages to hypnosis. First, there is addressing the problem, then becoming relaxed, then absorbed, and deeply engaged in the words or images presented by the hypnotherapist. Then, disassociating, which is letting go of critical thoughts. Then, responding, whereas you're complying with the hypnotherapist's suggestions. Then, returning to usual awareness. And then lastly, reflecting on the experience. Now you may wonder, how many treatments do I need? The first session lasts between 1 hour to 1.5 hours, depending on the practitioner and the needs of the client. Each follow-up session lasts about an hour. Most people start to see results within 1 to 3 sessions. You and your hypnotherapist will monitor and evaluate your progress over time. Now, you may wonder, what illnesses or conditions respond well to hypnotherapy? Hypnotherapy is used in a variety of settings, from emergency rooms to dental offices to outpatient clinics. Clinical studies suggest that hypnosis may improve immune function, increase relaxation, decrease stress, and ease pain and feelings of anxiety. Hypnotherapy can reduce the fear and anxiety that some people feel before medical or dental procedures. Clinical studies show that using hypnotherapy may reduce your need for medication, improve your mental and physical condition before an operation, and reduce the time it takes to recover. Dentists also use hypnotherapy to control gagging and bleeding. A hypnotherapist can teach you self-regulating skills. For instance, someone with arthritis may learn to turn down pain like the volume on a radio. Hypnotherapy can also be used to help manage chronic illness. Self-hypnosis can enhance a sense of control, which is often lacking when someone has a chronic illness. Clinical studies on children in emergency treatment centers show that hypnotherapy reduces fear, anxiety, and discomfort. Other problems or conditions that may respond to hypnotherapy include irritable bowel syndrome, tension headaches, alopecia areata, which is a form of hair loss, asthma, phobias, insomnia, addictions, bedwetting, fibromyalgia, labor and delivery, skin disorders such as acne, psoriasis, and eczema, stress, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, cancer-related pain, eating disorders, and indigestion. If you have further questions, just feel free to let us know. Thank you for selecting the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine for your hypnotherapy needs.